Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging with your host, myself, Steve Halpern. The purpose of this podcast is to give you the latest health information and tools to help you live an extraordinary, healthy life. One with possibilities, remembering the body has the ability to heal. And yes, there are very serious health conditions that overwhelm this ability to heal. But often, the body can heal if you just give it the tools. If you cut yourself, you really don't have to do anything except clean it, make sure it's sterile, and the body just does what it's supposed to do. Amazing. And so many processes in the body go on totally on a subconscious level. But when these systems have been disrupted, the balance in your body has been disrupted, then issues come up. Well, I think one of the most exciting areas for me now, and I was researching some new studies yesterday, very exciting, that they actually found probiotics. You know, these are those zillions of bacteria in your gut. But now they found it can be in all places in the body, not just your colon, but in your nasal passages, in your oral cavity. Now they found actually in the brain. How fascinating. So this whole issue of the connection between your gut and the brain is starting to come to light. And it's not something really new in the sense that we've always, or at least us in the field, have known that there was a brain digestive connection. And in fact, many scientists call our gut our second brain. Well, they were talking about all the gut hormones throughout the from your mouth to the other end. But now we see there's another piece, which is the microbiome. So many health-related factors in the microbiome. And yes, it's become a commercial billion-dollar business, almost equaling the CBD growth. If you go to any health store or pharmacy or do a search on the web, you'll see hundreds of probiotics with all sorts of claims. Some I think are valid and some are nonsense. What we do know that we're early in the science of the microbiome, and it's going to produce lots and lots of great health breakthroughs. There are pharmaceutical companies now working on specific microbiome drugs. So the next drug in the next decade might be a very specific probiotic for your condition, for your heart, for your lungs, for your stomach, for your joint, for your autoimmune diseases. The list goes on and on and on. But what are we to do now? And my suggestion is, you know, to do your homework. I will do my best as I finally get a information website together. Do your homework on all the different types of probiotics and experiment. And work on your diet. So you do have lots of fiber and lots of different prebiotics, which often are fibers. I read a great study on cranberry. Cranberry having what's called polyphenols and also some prebiotics being, at least this was in animal studies, but yes. There was a human study on metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is very, very common. Weight around the waist, insulin issues, obesity, even diabetic risk. And they found in this small study that was done that cranberry was able to produce a important microbiome that seemed to have an alleviating effect on this metabolic syndrome. So how interesting. You have some cranberry, not too much sugar in your cranberry sauce, or you can dilute the cranberry juice. Yes. There have been a lot of studies on, or these web-based information on cranberry and urinary tract infections. Some are good, some are bad. There's no harm. There's no harm by adding some cranberry and seeing if you get a result. But again, the exciting part is every day there's information coming out. Now, you're not going to get healthy probiotics from a junk food diet. I'm sorry, but Burger King and McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken, they haven't yet added probiotics to their menu. You don't see it in their milkshakes. So I think you'll have to go to other sources. There's a lot of non-dairy probiotic sources now. My experience has been you got to taste them. I've seen, I've tried various ones. They make almond and all sorts of nut and soy probiotic drinks. Again, I wonder who's tasting these before they market them, because in my opinion, some of them taste absolutely terrible. So I think that's an interesting way to go, and again, including fermented foods in your diet. Again, go slow. If you're going to add some probiotics and you're going to add these fermented foods, go slow so your body has a chance to make the change. The one thing we do know that your microbiome is changeable, and that in the healthiest populations, there's a diversity. Lots and lots of different probiotics down there interacting with each other. So it comes back to the phrase, let food be your medicine. How wonderful we're coming back to that again. And so for the converted who are listening, you understand. If this is new to you, understand that we don't have all the answers yet, but we have enough factual information for you to make, to start this journey. And what I often say to people who are new to this, just do one change a week, one positive change a week, okay, and it'll add up, you know, like the old, put a couple pennies in your piggy bank, it'll add up, and your health bank will start to grow. So put something every day into your health bank. When you make those choices and those decisions, should I have that not so good for me, or I can have a blueberry shake, or I can have a, you know, I can make healthy choices. So you stop and think and let the logic part of your brain and not the non-thinking emotional part. As I put people on diet programs using the right supplementation, well, the feedback I'll get is, wow, I'm not hungry. I don't really feel like eating. And then the explanation is, oh, well, my stomach really shrunk. Sorry, stomach doesn't really shrink. What's happened, there's been a change in brain chemicals, ghrelin and leptin in the brain, and probably a whole bunch of other digestive hormones we still don't know about. And so you listen to your body and you're really not, as I say, biologically hungry. But being aware of that other piece, which is the emotional, not thinking eating, and it's the not thinking eating that causes the problem. And when you start to pay attention to that, pause and give some time before you make that impulse and reach for it. And be your own parent who's very conscious of what they're feeding their child, which is now you. And say, well, I'll give you an example. You know, I was out the other day, and I was out at the July 4th parade and eating really healthy, as I try and do. And, of course, you get those, oh, well, I passed that Ben & Jerry's, and it's open, and it's late, and, oh, I can get this milkshake, and then I won't be hungry. And then I just pause and think, no, I know what that does. I know what's in it. I know the effect on my body. Okay. And just saying, no. Your intelligent, grown-up parent talking to your impulsive child and saying, no. That's right. No, don't eat that. You can't have that now. I'll give you something else better. So it's exciting to change once you break through the fear. Once you break through the fear of what it's going to be like to not have those health issues and not go to someone else and think they can magically fix it. They can give you the tools and the guidance, but it comes down to you. So I hope this is a motivating podcast and you got some good information out of this podcast. And if you've enjoyed it, please share it and subscribe. I always get excited when I see more subscribers. And so my wish for you is to have a wonderful, whatever time you're listening to this, day, morning, night. And thank you so much for listening.